Proclamation number 6474 of 12th of February, 1956. Truth is necessary for perfection. My spirit guides you into truth. Can you assume that Roman 1, your God and Father of eternity, want to withhold the truth from you, who is full of love and created you out of my love? Can you assume that I want to keep you in a state which cannot be called perfect when, on the other hand, I have given you earthly life as a human being so that you may attain perfection? As you are human beings, you are still far from perfection, and then you are also far from the truth. Yet this is never my will. Instead, you yourselves do not want to escape this imperfect state. But since it is my aim to change you into perfect beings, everything must also be done on my part which helps you to achieve this. And the most important thing to achieve the state of perfection is the transmission of truth, the realization of truth, and then living according to this realization. You cannot become perfect as long as you are in wrong thinking, for then you would never do what is right, which would result in perfection. The truth must first be conveyed to you. Only then will it be possible for you to get to know and love me as the eternal truth, and only then can you approach perfection. But you determine the degree of your power of knowledge yourselves through the degree of love you kindle within yourselves. And therefore the degree of knowledge can be very different according to the degree of love, but it will always correspond to the truth if only you want to walk in truth. Only your will determines whether you think right or wrong, whether you receive truth or erroneous knowledge. But you can be certain that I will never let you think wrongly if you deeply desire the truth. For as soon as you desire the truth, you desire me myself. And I will always comply with this desire. I want you to become perfect because only then can you be blissfully happy. And I want to prepare bliss for you because you are my children whom I love, because you emerged from my love. I want you to become perfect. Do you believe that you can achieve this perfection with wrong thinking? By thinking which my adversary transfers to you in order to keep you away from perfection. Error and lies are darkness. They are signs of ignorance, consequences of your former apostasy from me, and signs of belonging to my adversary who has turned all light within himself into darkness. You are therefore in his sphere as long as you are far from the truth, in wrong thinking. If I want to guide you back to the light, if I want you to be full of realization again, if I want you to escape from darkness, I must therefore supply you with the most illuminating truth, and you can receive this truth from me in abundance. I will always hand it out to you as soon as you want to receive it. Only your will determines the degree of light in which you stand. The basic truths you now receive will teach you how to attain further knowledge. But the basic truth is the law of eternal order, the love for me and for your neighbor. And as you now adjust yourselves to this law, so will be the degree of your realization, which you can now increase unmeasured. Thus you can penetrate the deepest knowledge, with my support. Because through love you assimilate yourselves to me, i.e., to my fundamental being, and thus you will always recognize brighter and more brightly what you are, where you come from, and what purpose you are to fulfill one day when you are perfected. You can obtain everything that serves you towards perfection from me if it is your will to become perfect. And thus you will also receive unlimited truth. For the eternal truth will not withhold anything from you so that you will become again what you have been since the beginning, beings of supreme light were immeasurably blissful and therefore shall attain beatitude again. Amen.